On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Durban and Polokwane reach a high of 25 degrees this afternoon. Pretoria, 26.
There's a big accident on the N1 northbound. This is just before Solomon Mahlangu. If you can try to avoid that, please do.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the duty is on government to make the constitutional right of access to food and water a reality. He says South Africa is one of 29 countries where citizens can take legal action to enforce this right.
Access to sufficient food and water is an important aspect of the work that we have to do. And through the agro-processing master plan, we're also implementing the drive towards food system transformation.
Ramaphosa was speaking at the Social Justice Summit at Stellenbosch University on Friday. The Activists and Citizens Forum says suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqhunu's testimony before the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee is a waste of time. Spokesperson Dennis Bloom says Mqhunu only sought to justify his unconstitutional decision to disband the Political Killings Task Team. He says Mqhunu's interpretation of the Constitution is wrong and amounts to political interference.
Minister Mqhunu's interpretation of the Constitution on his powers is totally wrong. The unlawful instruction by Minister Mqhunu to his chief of staff, Cedric Ngabinde, to secretly record phone calls with General Nhlanhla Mkhwana is disgusting and must be condemned.
Eskom has achieved an impressive 154 consecutive days without load shedding and only 26 hours lost between 1 April and 16 October of this year. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says the utility plans to return 3,890 megawatts of generation capacity to further strengthen grid stability.
Ongoing technical improvements have ensured a consistent electricity supply during the current financial year. Diesel expenditure remained below budget. Eskom is planning to return a total of 3,890 megawatts of generation capacity to service ahead of the evening peak on Monday and throughout the coming week.
Now to the US, where huge crowds took to the streets in all 50 states at No Kings protests yesterday. Organizers said 7 million people attended protests spanning New York to Los Angeles, with demonstrations popping up in small cities across the US and even near Trump's home in Florida. Demonstrators slammed what they called the Republican billionaire's strong arm tactics, including attacks on the media, political opponents, and undocumented immigrants. Republicans, meanwhile, ridiculed the protests as hate America rallies, and President Trump took to his Truth social media platform, where he posted a series of AI-generated videos depicting him as a king. And finally, the Cape Town Marathon has been cancelled just hours before its start, citing safety concerns linked to strong winds. Over 24,000 runners from across the globe were set to take on the 42.2-kilometer race. Reports suggest damage to the start line and disrupted water stations. The cancellation is a major setback to the marathon's bid for inclusion in the Abbott World Marathon Majors. I'm Martina van der Walt-Ehlert. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm back with your next news bulletin at 9.
Shane, this Cape Town Marathon thing is really sad. I'm looking at videos. It's popping all over on Instagram. I found this video, and it's just that you can hear the heartbreak in this guy. And then I looked at the comments, and people came from Brazil, from Argentina.
So far.
Because obviously Cape Town is such a beautiful place and that run is just amazing. But yeah, I mean, listen to this.
Cape Town Marathon has been cancelled due to safety concerns. I think everything's obviously pointing out to the fact that it's the wind. I think a few structures have been blown down in city centre. City of Cape Town have supposedly forced the organisers to cancel the event. And yeah, that leaves 24,000 runners.
24,000.
Really shocked, me being included. All of the carbs, all of the training, everything that we've worked for.
Yeah, listen, what's worse than running a marathon? It's getting to run it and we're getting there to run it and not running it.
Exactly.
That's got to be
exactly.
Sad, yeah. So that's hectic. Yeah, oh. Shame, man. Shame to those dogs. But yeah, thank you so much. You'll be back again at 9.
Yep. See you then.
Awesome.
I said, realize that you are quite the pyro. You light the